There are four essential and pretty easy steps to gaining weight. And today, we're going to cover some of those.
And we're going to do that because once we identify and discuss the ways to gain weight, we can then look at the opposite of those steps and do the opposite of gaining weight.
Welcome to the Dust and Mud Podcast. I'm Shelley.
I'm Rich.
After 25 years of being in the Air Force, we started a farm, and this podcast, we like to talk about food, freedom, and farming. Today, it's all about food.
We were thinking and talking about gaining weight and weight gain, and thought that we would do a little bit of a play on that to say, let's list out the steps that it would take to gain weight.
Right. A lot of people are being very successful at it right now in this country and in the Western world.
Yeah, but I don't think it's because they're following steps. I think it's just happening.
Oh.
Right? And so if we could identify those steps, like do these things.
Right.
If you want to gain weight, these four steps will ensure that you gain weight.
That's right. Okay, let's go with step number one. High carbohydrate processed diet.
Easy.
Easy. So we're going to go with our breads, our flours, pasta, sugar, sugary drinks. We definitely want to focus on the sugary drinks.
Yeah.
In order to gain weight, because we can really take in a lot of useless, non-nutritive calories that way.
Yeah. At this point, just high carbs.
Right.
If we want to gain weight, focus on carbohydrates.
Right. And the reason that we want to do that is because whenever we're eating a high carbohydrate diet, we get a lot of insulin response in our system.
Because the carbohydrates, our body converts it almost immediately to glucose, which raises our blood sugar levels, which our body responds to by releasing insulin. Mm-hmm. Insulin is a hormone in our body that helps the body deal with that elevated blood sugar. And one of the things that insulin does is tells our fat cells,
open the door. Open the door. We've got stuff to store.
That's right. There is excess energy in the bloodstream. Time to store it.
Right. And it does a very efficient job at that.
It sure does.
Yeah. And we can definitely pack on some pounds that way.
That's right. So ensuring that you have a high blood sugar level from a high carbohydrate meal will ensure that you have a high insulin level.
Mm-hmm.
That will ensure that your fat cells open the doors and start storing excess energy.
Right. And it's a really good idea also to make sure you get it up early in the morning, keep it up high all day long, that blood sugar level, and just maintain that high, high blood sugar so that you can continue to have that insulin all day long.
That will keep your fat cells in a storage mode.
Right. And so if you want, just go ahead and just get it up there and keep it up there.
Yes.
Yeah.
That step one to ensure that you gain weight.
High carbohydrates.
All right. Now.
Step two.
Well, what if we don't want to gain weight?
Oh, well, there's that. If we don't want to gain weight, well, I reckon we could go low carbohydrate, low sugar, get our insulin down and under control, and make sure that it's not telling our fat cells to open up and have stuff to store.
Yeah.
Would that be the opposite?
It would be the opposite.
So the inverse would be true then. If all of those other things would help us to gain weight, then if we just do the opposite of that, we could probably not.
That's right.
Gain weight.
Yep.
Okay.
So low carbohydrate diet. If you even went to a high fat diet, that would kick your body into a different mode called ketosis.
Mm.
Wherein it would burn ketones instead of glucose.
Mm-hmm.
What that does is it actually reverses your fat cells. They start giving off energy if your body needs it. If you're at an energy deficit, your fat cells then will give off energy, and your body's able to convert that energy then into ketones and use your own fat for energy.
So it's actually the complete opposite. So instead of storing the fat, the fat actually starts leaving and we start utilizing it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So
that seems,
if you want to gain weight, high carbohydrate diet, high insulin, store the extra energy.
Yep.
If you want to lose weight, low carbohydrate diet, ketosis, low insulin, fat cells start giving off energy.
Okay. Step two, sedentary lifestyle. Get you some Netflix and some tater chips and maybe, I don't know, use the elevator every single time. Just really pretty much just be couch potato all the time. Like really be sedentary. Because if you actually have an active lifestyle, you would be burning calories. So if you want to gain weight, what you want to do is make sure that you have more calories within your system than you can use, than you're using.
And don't attempt to use them at all.
Right. Don't use them. You want to keep them on the inside, right, and not burn them up. So that way you can actually, not, you know, grow.
Right.
Okay. But what if we don't want to do that?
Then you would not have a sedentary lifestyle.
Okay.
Activity would be key, mm-hmm, whether it be aerobic or anaerobic, just get up and move.
Move your body. I believe that, and to understand that diet is king and exercise is queen. But, yep, and we're not talking about 60 minutes on the treadmill every single day or just killing yourself. What we're talking about is just literally get up and move.
Right.
Do things. Get out and be active. Take your dog for a walk. Go see your grandkids. Get on the floor and play with them. Do things. Grow a garden. Bend down. Pick the thing. You know, we're just talking about just general life movement.
Maintain an active lifestyle.
Right. Yeah. And that would probably do the opposite of being, you know, Netflix.
Being sedentary.
Sedentary. Yeah.
Yeah. Not saying Netflix is bad.
No, I'm not saying Netflix is bad. You
know, nothing like that. But just the,
I like a good movie,
the overall lifestyle. If your, uh-huh, goal is gain weight, mm-hmm, then move as little as possible.
Sure.
So that your body isn't actually expending energy. It just has excess energy.
Right.
So that so what just, you do eat is, mm-hmm, excess.
Right. So when we do eat, if we don't want that to happen, we just need to go ahead and use what's in the tank.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Got it. Step three.
Eat just empty calories.
Oh. Full up empty. Where full you don't get empty. Nothing from it.
We're not looking for nutrition. We're just looking for this tastes good.
Mm. Okay, what are some examples of your empty calories? I think we talked about a few of them a minute ago, yeah, but really.
Sugary drinks.
Yeah, drink your calories. For sure.
Whether that be, you know, a sugar-laden coffee, mm, or a sugar-laden cola, soda, Coke, however you say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Y'all, whenever we were growing up, everything was a Coke. It didn't matter. It did not matter what it was. We're from the South, so I'm just diverging here. It didn't matter what it was. What kind of Coke do you want? A Sprite?
That's right.
That was what it was. Coke. So our kids grew up, and they call it soda. We're like, that's not soda. That's Coke. A Coke. No, it's not. It's a Sprite. Anyway, so back to our empty calorie sodas, coffees. Really make sure that you get lots and lots of empty calories.
Yeah, that way your body, like, it's not getting anything out of it, mm-hmm, other than excess energy.
Sure.
So when you do that, there's, mm-hmm, really nothing else your body can do with those calories other than store them.
And it gets that insulin up.
Right.
It tells, like, really high insulin. Another thing that does is when your insulin is really, really high and it stays high often and for long periods of time, the cells get tired. They really get tired, and they say, insulin's been knocking at the door all the time. And they kind of get to where they don't open as much, and there's just too much running around in your system to deal with it. So then you can get really nice high blood sugar. You become insulin resistant, and that's when you can effectively become type 2 diabetic. So if that is your goal, drinking all of that sugar, eating the empty calories, and keeping your blood sugar really high for long periods of time will eventually make you insulin resistant and type 2 diabetic.
And it's happening younger and younger,
right,
these days as we have more and more processed foods and empty calories available. Mm-hmm. Type 2 diabetes used to be a disease that happened to people older in age.
Mm-hmm.
It was not early onset the way it is these mm-hmm. days.
Or if you would like to avoid that, cut out the sodas, cut out the empty, sugary Starbucks coffees.
Focus on nutrient-rich foods.
Calories that really give you something rather than just spike your blood sugar, get you an influx of insulin, and then with nowhere to go. So the opposite. Hey, cut out the sugary beverages.
Look for nutrients.
Yeah.
And you can find that in meats, vegetables.
Fats.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the last step, if you're really wanting to gain weight, is eat an excess amount and snack frequently.
Yeah, huge plates of food. I'm thinking about those days when we would go to Outback Steakhouse and the early days of Outback, and we were just blown away by the portions. You're like, man, you can get so much food on one plate, and we'd get the garbage fries and the big bread. And I mean, we would just roll out of there when we were done, yes. You know? Mm-hmm. But those were my first memories of really large portions. Mm-hmm. And since then, I mean, you really eat huge, and then you're going to be kind of hungry in a couple of hours. So go ahead and get that empty snack in there.
Right.
If you're wanting to put on weight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that hunger is coming not because you need the energy. Mm-hmm. It's coming because as your blood sugar levels decrease now, you know, your body shoots the insulin, blood sugar levels decrease, that triggers your body, I need more energy. So you don't. But the hormones are saying
you do. The hormone crash is saying.
That hormone crash.
You do. You need more. And so if you go ahead and have that next huge snack of probably some sort of empty calories, that's going to get your blood sugar back up. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel like you've had something because now you've got your hormones all leveled out. You could do this all day long. And that will definitely help you if you're into putting on weight.
Yeah.
Or if that's not your goal and you really don't want that, then portion control and very little snacking.
Right. The key here is once you get your insulin levels, your blood sugar levels under control, it becomes way easier to listen to your body to say, I am hungry because I need energy, not because I'm trying to recover a blood sugar that's crashing.
Right. Yeah.
And so by doing this, so like go all the way back to, we'll focus on low carbohydrate foods, high fat, into ketosis. The insulin levels are going to stay low. Mm-hmm. We're going to maintain an active lifestyle, which is going to keep our body moving, keep things going. We're not going to focus on empty calories, high nutrition calories. And then with that, it allows us to become sensitive to actual hunger when we actually need energy, not our blood sugar levels are dropping and our hormones are saying you need to eat something to recover your blood sugar.
Right.
With that, with a low carbohydrate, high fat diet, your blood sugar levels will be relatively stable. Now, sure. There are, you know, ups and downs from just eating.
Yeah.
There are ups and downs from exercising.
As from your waking muscles, up in the morning.
Yeah, your muscles give off glycogen. And so there are natural ups and downs, but your body becomes way more sensitive to the insulin. And with that, you become way more sensitive to, I'm hungry, it's time to eat.
Right. So that pretty much is about the simplest way that we can put it to how to put on fat, if that would be what you would be looking forward to, or how to not do that, how to maintain a healthy weight, how to perhaps lose fat if that's what you were looking for, or to reverse your diabetes if you happen to have been diagnosed with it, or to just simply start living a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah. Do the opposite.
Yeah. I hope this has helped you. And if you guys are enjoying these podcasts and videos, we certainly would appreciate it if you would subscribe to our channel and hit the like button. Hey, if you've already made these types of changes in your life, leave some of what you're doing, maybe along the lines of these steps. What have you kicked out of your life, or what steps have you taken to change? Leave it in the comments below. It really does help out the other people in the community. And until next time, bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.